This is like the longest song. It's this longest intro.
You're going to have to fast forward.
Not yet. This song is the longest intro. I love it, though.
Our listeners already fell asleep.
Yeah. Hold on, it's coming. I just wanted to hear this. I mean, you actually know the words to this.
Yeah. We don't live under a rock.
No, but this is like 1980s. I was a kid when this was.
Don't fool yourself.
I was. Well, this was in Miami Vice. Okay, this is the cool part. Dean, dance. I mean, it's a good song, but I mean, it's like a song you have to listen to by yourself. Because like everybody's looking at each other like,
it's painful.
When is this going to happen?
Painfully long.
I'm just going to let it go to the drum solo and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Don't you roll your eyes.
All of a sudden it just gets violent.
I know, it gets so angry. Right, we're going to keep it going, but that's it. I love that song. That was the 80s. I can't believe you knew that song. You're over there lip syncing.
Yeah.
How do you know that song?
I didn't live under a rock. Everybody knows that
no,
song.
No, not everyone. I mean, this is Phil Collins. I mean, this is 80s. This is Miami Vice. Do you remember Miami Vice?
Buddy, I know what it is. I don't remember it.
You didn't watch it.
I wasn't born. I think I've seen a couple episodes.
Were you a Crockett guy or a Tubbs guy, Dean?
I wasn't really into it.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, not really.
I loved it. You know why I loved it?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because my family let me watch it, and it was full of like boobs and small bathing suits, and I was able to watch it in front of them, and it was kind of cool. I was uncomfortable a little bit. My dad would go, or like you know, start talking when there's like a bathing suit episode, like part on. I mean,
it is a good song. It's a classic.
I'd probably do this.
Very long. Very long.
Well, that was very, very good. I enjoyed that.
Well, then you know what? It was worth it. you enjoyed it.
It's 30 seconds left, but we can still do it. What are you doing over there?
I am multitasking. I am podcasting. I am drinking my drink, and I am painting my nails.
Jesus.
I'm a very busy girl.
You are.
Wow. It's called being efficient with your time.
Busy girl. But can you don't take home to mother?
Oh, my God. You know that song?
I do know that song, yes.
Are you? You're like an old soul.
I am very well-rounded. I'm cultured.
What the hell did you do to the sweatshirt?
Oh, I cut it. Well, I cut off.
It's a hoodie. It's no longer a hoodie anymore.
No, I cut off the hood, mm-hmm. and I made it like off the shoulder-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cropped it.
So you can actually take that hood and maybe, like, you know how they have those fake vests? You could take the hood now and just have a fake hood now.
Okay. Yeah, I probably won't do that. But here at Adler Brewing, not only can you get a sweatshirt, but then you can give it to me and I can cut off the hood.
I got you. Yeah, we do that. We're seamstresses or tailors or whatever.
Yep. All I need are a good pair of scissors.
You should go out and buy lots of, like, really expensive clothing so mm-hmm. you can give it to her so she can cut it
off. Mm-hmm. She did that. Look at her pants. Her pants are like all ripped up.
Listen, it's called style. And don't ask me to crop your sweatshirt then.
I have a Donald Duck shirt on. It's just, this is my happy
face. Yeah, I know. Face. I noticed. Okay. Wow. What are you drinking?
Me, I'm just drinking some whiskey.
Oh.
No, I'm not drinking Adler beer. Somebody else.
You're not drinking the Frumpy Nun?
No. No, I'm not. I'm actually a little Frumpy Nunned out. So I've been working on trying to get that.
Where can I have the Frumpy Nun?
First of all, you didn't do it. You were drinking, but you didn't do that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that was terrible. That was bad. Hold on. It goes like this, Dean.
What is that noise in the background?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I don't know.
Does anybody else hear it? I wonder if our listeners can hear it.
Maybe it was something on the computer.
Oh, interesting. Dean, what are you drinking?
Do you hear it anymore?
No.
No, it's probably in the background of the computer. I shut off Phil Collins. What are you drinking? What did I give you?
Isn't that the brew?
I think it's the West Coast. No, I don't think it's brewed.
I don't know what you gave me.
No, it is the West Coast because the brewed was in the can.
I gave you the Pipe Dream. No, yeah, Pipe Dreams.
Mike, if I wanted to try the Frumpy Nun, where could I get it?
So that's what I want to get into.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm jumping ahead.
You're jumping ahead, but that's okay. I want to get into that.
I got a little excited.
So was I. So we've been working very hard. Myself and I have been working very hard to get this beer.
For the beer.
The beer.
Okay, sorry.
Not you, you know, you always work hard. This place is spotless.
Thank you.
Except right now. But yeah, I've been working very hard to get this Frumpy Nun done. So I like this Frumpy Nun. It's a black IPA, but I didn't like it just to be a normal black IPA. I wanted to change a little bit, so I made it a double. I made it into like a double dry hopped, and it turned out pretty good. And I was over at where it's going to be this weekend. It's already over there in our brand new trailer.
Woo!
We have a brand new tap trailer that we're going to use. It's Halloween. When does that go? But it's our new tap trailer, and we are going to start using that for different things like parties and shit.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So if you want Peyton to come out and...
Oh, I didn't know I came with the trailer. Is it a two-for-one deal?
I guess.
You get the trailer Peyton comes with?
Yeah, but just to serve people.
Okay.
Maybe not even you. Who knows?
Wait, what's this weekend?
So, I'm excited. I mean, I have 3 beers over at the Oktoberfest.
Woo!
At the Liederkranz.
No
way. I swear
to
God, I'm so excited to go over there.
Oh.
It's such a fun time. And, yeah, I worked day and I was here last night. I did 17 hours yesterday here, force carbonating the kegs because I had a little bit of a mishap. And the Frumpy Nun was a little less this time than what it should be because the pressure relief valve went off on one of the tanks, and I lost probably.
I get in trouble.
2.5 kegs.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's a lot. It was a lot.
When my pressure release valve goes off at home, I get in so much trouble.
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, what do you have to do? You have to run someplace or.
No, I usually just ignore it. Like, I don't have any idea.
Oh.
Are they going to find you at Lederkranz in your Lederhosen?
No Lederhosen for me, but Dean said he's going to wear Lederhosen.
Oh.
How about you? Are you wearing the female version?
Yeah, what is the female version of a Lederhosen?
It's a dress. It's like a skirt.
I know, but I feel like it has to have a name. Why do the guys get a cool name? And I just get a dress?
It's a Schederhosen.
Yeah.
No, you just made that up.
It's a Schederhosen. No, it's a Schederhosen. Yeah. How do you not know this? Aren't you German?
I am German.
Well, you should know it's a Lederhosen, Leder, and Schederhosen.
Schederhosen.
I can't tell if you guys are messing around or not.
It's so tough.
Okay, Mike. Okay, no, that's
usually
not real.
I'm pretty good, but I'm just...
You guys really kept it going there, though, so I kind of believed you for a second.
It's a Schederhosen.
But I will not be wearing my Schederhosen.
We have... Okay, so I'm going to say what we have. We have we have the very first trailer, the only black trailer there.
Oh.
So it's only... It's really cool. It has Adler Brewing, our logo on the side. I put four taps on it. And we have three of the beers on there. And first beer is the Frumpy Nun Double IPA. The regular Frumpy Nun will be coming in the future. I also have one called the Bavarian Blood Orange. And we'll put that little cartoon out.
It's really good.
I like that one. That one turned out good. It even turned out better when we did the carbonation. Okay,
yeah.
Calm down.
Sorry. It's my favorite, though. I like it.
And the other one is is called the... Alpenbitter. It's a
the what?
Alpen A-L-P-E-N bitter. B-I-T-T-E-R.
Alpen. And I'm supposed to say that here?
Yeah.
Do you when want I'm working?
Alpenbitter.
I'll just say, do you want number 7?
Do you know what it is? It's just an IPA with fruity taste to it.
Ooh, I might like that one.
It's good. I like that one too. I tried it today. It's a little bit heavy.
Black beers matter.
Black beers matter. Okay, well, you know, we're going to just... okay, moving on. Sorry.
Stop it.
And on that note, you can find us there.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're going to go over, too. I know I was over there talking to my buddy Jim over from Rural City. He owns that, and I was talking to him today. He actually tasted the Frumpy Nun,
mm-hmm.
and he said, damn, that's good. So it made me happy to have another company say it. That's good.
What days are you going to be there?
Friday. Mm-hmm. We're going over Friday. Okay. Definitely Friday. I'm going to stop tonight just to make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
I don't think tomorrow night, but definitely Friday and probably Saturday afternoon.
Okay. I actually, my family's going Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So there's, depending on Friday goes, I might stop by on Saturday.
Yeah. Friday is the party. Friday is the party.
Because I also have to work on Saturday.
Yeah, but not till later on.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah, but... Oh, my God, you remember the times.
Thank you. Which means I have to be here at 3:30. Which means...
Wow.
I know.
I'm impressed that you do the time.
But I'm not working on Sunday.
Did you just Google it?
I looked at the door.
Oh. Okay. So that's there. The Bavarian... Blood Orange. I really like that one, too. So come out. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can see us.
Yeah. We'll be there Friday night. And come if you're listening to this, there's three of you. So come say hi. We're going to have a table. The three of us will be at a table.
We sign autographs.
That's the one time all year that I wear my special Bavarian drinking hat.
Oh, yeah. I really like that hat. You had a special thing on there last year.
You went. Oh, you were with him last year.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Right in front of the. Shop.
I got the joy of working here for him.
Right in front of where you get the shots.
That was funny. Oh, shots! Yeah. I don't know why I had so many shots.
I can't wait.
I was very. So last year was.
You were a little blurry.
I was very blurry. That was a rough one because everybody kept saying, "Do you want a shot of Jaeger?" And I rarely say no. To shot a Jaeger.
I can't help thinking I was somehow responsible for that.
I think you're the one who said, do you want a shot of Jaeger? And then my buddy Jeff walked away and said, and then I was like, okay, I'll have one or two. So he went to the bathroom and came back, and I was like one or two deep more. And by the time 11 o'clock rolled around, I remember just trying to weasel my way into getting beer because I didn't want to go get tickets, and I went to this guy, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not going to say his name. And I went up to him, and I grabbed Jeff's Stein, and then went over to this guy. I found my way over to the beer, and I said to the guy, I just put tickets on there, and I go, I need two, please. And he goes, he looks at tickets, go. I said, oh, man, that don't look like it's going to buy two, does it? And he goes, no. I said, look, man, I don't want to go buy more tickets. I said, I'll make a deal with you. I said, listen, I own Adler Brewing. Just come see me and I'll give you a couple beers. So my man filled me up full beers.
Did he ever come here to get his free beer?
No, but I gave him a tip of cash. So okay. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but I did anyway.
So you bribed him?
I did. I bribed him. But it worked out. And so we had that. And then that was it. That was the last beer I had at night. And I passed out in the Uber.
I do have to say that is surprising because you are usually really responsible.
I am, but that night I was not.
But tomorrow, or not?
I couldn't even order the Uber. I was so drunk. Stop. I was like, Jeff, just order here.
Did he Uber with you?
Yeah, he Ubered with me. Yeah,
we were gonna just
lay him underneath one of the trailers.
Yeah, and pick him up in the morning.
Oh my God, it was.
Oh,
so
well,
good.
You have a trailer there this year. We can just plop you in there.
I can sleep in there. Yeah.
And then we'll bring you a little blanket. You'll be good to go.
Well, I'm sure I'll find one.
This is so cool sitting here watching you do your nails.
Yeah, I know. She's sitting there doing her nails, and I'm like...
Listen, I'm a busy girl. It's called being efficient with your time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I'm still podcasting.
Mm-hmm. You're doing good.
Thank you. I know.
Mm-hmm.
No. But no, I'm excited for you.
Don't bother her, Mike.
Yeah, don't bother her. She's... I'm excited for you. We're very proud of you. You worked very hard on this.
I worked 17 hours yesterday.
Yeah,
just to get those. I just wanted to get those kegs carbonated.
Good boy.
I know.
Good
attaboy.
We're very excited.
I'm going to have those beers here this weekend. I don't know how long they're going to last here at Adler Brewing. I don't know. They're not going to last forever.
You're at Adler Brewing?
Where's that at?
Hell yeah. You tell me.
I'm so bad with the number. 2210.
Oh, girl.
Thank you. 2210 Hampton.
Did you take your ginkgo today?
Boulevard in Reading, PA.
That's the mailing address. It's actually Muhlenberg.
Okay. Well, who would know that?
Well, me.
Anybody from Muhlenberg.
Yeah. Okay.
Reading's about 158 feet that way behind us.
Whatever. But you can come here, visit us this weekend. Yeah. We'll have the football games on Sunday. I'll be working Saturday, most importantly.
Yeah. Any game you want to watch, we'll be here. You can watch it.
I would just like to say to my listeners as well, if anybody would like to leave a positive review on Peyton Horse Bartender on the Adler Google reviews page, that would be fantastic.
We had a bad review, and it wasn't Peyton's fault, and I doubled down and I helped. I was on her side, of course. If she did something wrong, or as the owner, I would say, she knows this, you didn't do this right, or you didn't do that right. But she did fine. There's nothing she did wrong. I tasted it. It went to a girl. She was late getting here, and I think she wanted to catch up to everybody else. So what she wanted to do was she asked for a double with lemonade and a little lemon juice.
Lemon juice and simple syrup.
Simple syrup. Ugh. Anyway, that just kills the idea of having a whiskey shot.
It was like a whiskey sour.
So basically what she did was she took that simple syrup. We're going to make her famous here from our four people.
No. We don't need to get into details.
No, I want to. I think I have the right. This is my forum. This is where I can sit and say what I want to say.
She was a Karen.
She was definitely a Karen.
Regardless, she said that I had a bad attitude. And I might have a lot of things. A bad attitude.
Yeah, she doesn't usually have a bad attitude.
And a bad attitude is just one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, and usually you could argue I have a bad attitude. But that night,
no, she wasn't.
I slapped a smile on my face.
She did a good job. I mean, that girl was obviously not nice. And she was just, she sat here and you know what? The simple syrup, that kills whiskey. I mean, that just makes it sweeter. And it doesn't give it that whiskey. You're not going to taste the whiskey if you put simple syrup in.
Well,
you will,
so
but not as
this
much.
This is my karma because a few days before, shout out to my girl, Rachel. I said, Rachel, so many good reviews on Google. I would like a positive review.
Somebody positively gave her
and
a shitty review.
And then Mike said, Peyton, you got your first review. And I was like, oh my God. And it was...
There you go.
It was a bad one.
We got a one-star review, and the girl, another girl said, and I think they were together, to be honest with you, because for a whole year and a half, nobody said anything but 5 stars for us.
Yeah.
And then, so they said, if we could have... I laughed at this. We could have went to Turkey Hill. We would have.
Okay, and they could have. You can walk there.
You could just go over there.
Thank you.
So
why couldn't they go?
You could go there, but she said if you get the same things over Turkey Hill, I would have went there. But the thing, okay, so getting back to this girl. So what she said was, she said,
my drinks are undrinkable, and I have a bad attitude.
Yeah. What happened that night was she actually, I was right here in front, and Peyton was here giving her the drink after I tasted the drink, and... It was fine. It was a double, but that simple syrup will take off some of the whiskey.
And for the record, maybe if she didn't put it out in my face and hold the drink there, that I would have maybe even like considered a splash, adding a splash.
She
held it up and put it back into my face
and said,
nope.
She goes, no, add more whiskey.
She said, put more whiskey in this.
That's exactly what she said. And
I said, no.
And I said, no, that's a double. That's
well, then I did get a bad attitude.
Then, a little bit, but
then I called Mike right over and I said, Mike.
Yeah, she wasn't very nice. But so anyway, so she put a bad review on.
Mike is known as the...
Oh, yeah, I'm the...
Rude old bald guy.
Rude old. She called me old.
I think. I might have just thrown that in there, though.
Oh, no, I don't know, but I was rude bald. I know
you were definitely bald,
guy.
And you were definitely rude, but I'm not sure about the old, but it sounds so much better. Mm. The rude old bald guy.
Well, I hope she comes back.
Me too.
She actually pushed the drink forward, paid for it, and you know what? We were nice enough not to charge her for the entire drink. We made it cheaper. We gave it to her for a single instead of a double because she wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So Peyton was nice enough to do that for her. We didn't have to do that.
No.
But she actually pushed it forward, paid for it, and left. And then a week later, cowardly, put it on Google.
Hmm. Whatever. Yeah. So, Dean, you're going to go home, and you're going to write a positive review.
Positive review on Peyton.
I am going to go leave some reviews now.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm motivated.
Yeah. But she was a real... She had purple hair.
No, she didn't.
She had purple hair. She had purple hair in the back. She had purple hair. I swear she had purple hair. Hmm. I know. I looked at her. I'm like, why she has purple hair? There was purple in her hair.
Okay. You also don't see very well in the dark.
That's not snoring.
Yoo-hoo!
So anyway,
new topic.
All right, so
leave me a good review. That's just what I was getting at.
If you come in here and you say hi to us, just make sure you know Peyton's here.
Leave the girl with a bad attitude a good comment.
If she has a bad attitude and she's a real bitch, let me know because usually she's not. Maybe there's something bothering her. We can talk to her.
She'll snap.
Yeah,
she's so angry. Look at her face. She's so mean. She's such a mean person.
She's the one with the cut off sweatshirt.
She got mad at that sweatshirt and cut it off. Anyway, so okay, so getting to what we were getting at.
Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
I went to the Eagles game.
I went... When? Oh, when I was there.
On September 21st.
You went to the exciting game.
Yeah.
So did I.
They're doing really good.
Yeah. I went to the exciting game, too. And then...
We won.
And then I went to the Phillies game on that Wednesday night. And that was even better.
Ooh, did they win?
That was great.
That might have been the best Phillies game all year.
That was awesome. You were texting me, too.
I got like partway into that game, they started knocking him out of the park, and I thought, oh shit.
Well, I was pissed.
Mike's down there.
I had really good seats, but I was really friggin' mad. You know how mad? I'll tell you why I was mad.
You wanted to fight a Karen for a foul ball.
No, yeah. Oh, that's another story.
Oh,
so,
boy.
So, anyway, I was excited to go down because I wanted to see Johan and his entrance. I wanted to be part of that, I wanted to see it. So it got to be 5-1. I'm like, talking to my buddy Steve, do not score any more runs. Stop. And I was praying that they would, they would start. You know, it was like 5-3 or 5-2. Just get me up there a little bit and then Johan. And then all of a sudden, 4 home runs in one inning. I'm like, well, screw it. I guess Johan's going to sit back and have a beer because he's not coming in. But that was really, really cool. That was history. That was the first time they've ever done that. 8 home runs in a game.
Did it rain? It had to have, because I was at camp, and it rained.
Well, no, that's also far away.
Oh, yeah, okay, good point.
No, I think I got a couple drops, but nothing bad. Or somebody spit on us.
Well.
And then there was these ponytail kid in front of me. I'm going to watch myself. So him and his two buddies were there. It was near the end of the game, and there's this little kid on the other side of the aisle, and this little kid, all he wanted was a baseball. And he was so shy, he wouldn't go down and ask the girl. Her name was, I thought it was Mimi. I'm not going to lie. But I could have sworn it was like Mimi or...
All right, but, anyways.
So anyway, so he wouldn't go down. So Castellanos threw a ball towards us, and it would have hit me. I would have caught it, but I'm old enough where I'm not going to jump for a ball. But anyway, I would have caught it, and then this ponytail kid jumps in front and grabs it, rah, like that. It was like real excited.
Did he make that noise?
He went, rah, like that.
Okay.
And then he got excited to catch a Castellanos ball, and he gave it to his buddy because his buddy's favorite player was Castellanos. Why? I have no clue.
Fair.
Because Castellanos is horrible. We'll get more into that. But so he gave his buddy the ball, and this guy came over and said, do you think maybe you can give this kid, it's his birthday, and he couldn't have been more than 4 years old, 5 years old.
No.
Can you give him the ball? And the guy goes, no, I think I'm going to keep it.
You should have knocked him out.
I wanted to, and I looked at Steve, and Steve was like, I could see in his face, he's like,
don't do it.
Don't do it. It's not worth it. But the kid, near the end of the game, I said to the guy, I said, look, let me tell you something, buddy. When you get older and grow up, and I mean, he was already in his probably late 20s. I said, when you get older, grow up, and have children of your own, you're going to know how much that ball would have meant to that kid. And then that was it. But he was so stupid. He goes, yeah. And he walked away. And his best Spicoli, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, all right. But the Phillies are killing it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're in the playoffs. They, you know, they're not playing until Saturday. I'm real excited for Saturday.
Let's get everybody back healthy.
Oh, my God. You said Saturday.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get the radio voice. Saturday. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday and Monday. That's something that came from my family. I don't know why I do it.
Then you know what? You keep it.
No.
You keep that tradition alive.
Shit. People give me shit for it. Because I say things not Berks County.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying Sunday.
You do. You do. And I
Monday?
Turn my...
That's why people want to fight you.
Yeah, they want to fight you. It's such a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Just, all right. Well,
people want to fight
rude,
you.
Rude, old, and bald.
Old, bald, rude guy. That's... I'm not old, bald.
Well, no, you are bald.
But I'm not rude.
No. And what about old?
I don't know. What's old? I mean, old is...
So you are bald, you're not rude, and old, we aren't sure.
It depends on the age brackets. But, okay. So the Phillies, I'm excited for them. But you know what I'm really excited about? Two things. I'm really excited that the Cowboys just aren't good. I love it. I'm also happy that the stinking Mets had the epic failure. We were at a bar last Thursday night, hung out, and this guy had a Giants shirt on, and he went and was very excited to talk about the Giants. And I was like, dude, I'm going to buy him a beer because I felt bad for him. He's like, what? You don't think the Mets are going to make the playoffs? I said, man, your Mets should already have tee times reserved because they are not going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. You think that Cincinnati's going to? You think that the Marlins are going to get them? I said, I think it's very possible. Yes. And he said, should I make a bet? I go, dude, it's bad enough you're wearing a Giant shirt. I really don't want to upset you anymore. So he bought us shots, and I couldn't do it. So I bought him a drink. I just don't want to.
You're such a one-upper.
Well, first off, I hate the Mets. And I don't hate the Giants anymore. I pity them. But I'm happy the Mets are not in. And I've been watching this one guy who's just a Mets fan. He's like a heavier set guy. He's got like really dark brown eyes. And he freaks out every time he talks about the Mets. I don't know his name. But he's like very... I don't know his name. Anyway, I watch that on Facebook a lot.
All right.
Anyway,
well,
so
in other news.
Well, I thought that was relevant because I hate the Mets and I'm excited.
It was, but you couldn't remember his name. And
well, I don't know.
We were starting to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, it was
Dean on. Saw it coming too. He knew.
I know. I saw that look go over.
It was dragging on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were glazing over. Yeah. You made me wreck my nail.
Oh my God. I didn't make you do anything.
Yeah, because I had to ring the bell. You made me smudge
it. You chose that. So what do you think of the place, too, before we get into other things? I mean, we've made a lot of changes.
Don't look behind you.
Yeah, we a lot of Eagle stuff up, Flyer stuff, Philly stuff. I put a Space Invaders thing in here, man, video. We're going to have some fun here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we also have popcorn, which is
popcorn
the
maker here.
Actual vein of my existence. If you come here and you eat popcorn, don't even think about it.
I'm going to give you a bad review.
Don't even think about it because people leave their kernels and the kernels fall on the floor.
You know what you should do, though? You should hand out popcorn. You should charge for toothpicks.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, no, I'm going to charge them for the broom that I'm going to give them.
Oh.
Each person gets a little mini broom.
I wonder why this girl gave you a bad review. I'm just saying. Did she have popcorn?
She has a bad attitude.
It depends on the day.
We also had hot dogs, though.
We had hot dogs. 99 cent hot dogs.
Stepping up in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, we had 99 cent hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We sold. I don't even know if we charged them.
No, I did.
You did?
Don't you worry. I ran right over that computer.
I had 3 hot dogs that day.
Yeah, okay. I did eat a lot of the hot dogs myself as well.
They smelled so good.
But people did buy the hot dogs.
They smelled so good.
They were like really crispy. I like them crispy. They could have been crispier, but that's okay. I like it when they're like
black.
Well,
no, I made them like pop-up, my grandfather's.
Yes. Shirt. I like a black, like a little char.
A little charred?
Okay.
She wants to move on from that before we get into it.
All right. So we have lots of things. And we have new t-shirts.
That's right. We went and got new Frumpy Nun t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We got new red shirts. And I can't unsee it now because somebody said it looks like Spider-Man. But they're red shirts with the Eagle logo on the back, our Eagle logo, and the Adler on the front. I like them. I think they turned out nice.
I will be wearing on Friday night at Liederkranz, I will be wearing my Mug Club shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
And all our Mug Club members got shirts.
Dean, you're a good friend.
Oh, I try.
I think I'm going to wear a Mug Club shirt Friday, too. No, not Friday.
Oh, great.
I'm going to wear a Schiederhosen.
A Schieder. I wonder what it is called. A Schieder.
I don't know, but now I'm going to look it up.
Okay. You know what's been on? Like, I go home from here sometimes late at night, and I turn the TV on because I don't want to go to bed right away. I got to wind down a little bit. And you know what show has been on? What movie has been on constantly? Every time I turn on the damn television, it's on. 13 going on 30. I have seen that movie 3-4 times. I'm segueing. Calm down.
Oh, wait. I have a question.
All right.
I don't even know it. I don't even know.
You don't know 13 going on 30.
What? You have a daughter.
She doesn't know it.
It's like an iconic movie.
I don't know.
How old's Riley?
28.
Oh, yeah. So she should know that. She definitely know it. How do you spell
Riley? Leader needs to tell us if she knows it. I was going to say call in, but this isn't live.
Liederhosen.
Liederhosen.
How would you spell that? L.
Just say it in there.
It's called a dirdinal. Dirdinal.
Dirdinal.
D-I-R-N-D-L. Dirdinal. Dirdinal.
Okay. Try to make it smoother when you say it.
Dirdinal.
Dirdinal. Sound like the turtle from Bugs Bunny. Dirdinal.
Okay.
What do you got in there, bub?
Why are you watching?
Yeah. I'm not watching it all the time, but I got hooked the other night watching 13 going on 30.
Dirdinal. I love it.
I'll tell you why. I'm watching it. When it comes on, I'll watch a little bit because I'm watching that movie, that show Tisk. On HBO.
Okay, how does that relate to...
Because Mark Ruffalo's in it, and he was the one at the game.
Yeah.
Him and... I think it's Tom Pelfrey. Anyway, that I was watching. So
okay.
That's like a time thing.
Yeah.
Going back in time.
Oh.
So that's what I was segueing into, because that's why I mentioned that.
Wow.
I love that. And she sprinkles the dust on the dollhouse.
Yeah, we should do that here.
Okay.
We took the long way to get there.
Mike always takes the long way.
He
doesn't go to point A to point B. He goes to point C, back to D, back to A.
Sometimes it just takes me a while.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on from that.
Do you know what, though? Before we time travel? You know it's going to be great?
Yes.
On TV? No. I'm recommending a Netflix series called House of Guinness.
Oh, is it? Is this really about Guinness?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you know the story of Guinness.
No, but if you have...
Are you going to enlighten us?
If you want to enlighten us for about 15 seconds.
Okay. Arthur Guinness had a successful brewery.
No, I'm just kidding.
Had a successful brewery. He was looking for a new place to put it. And he found this gigantic old brewery that went out of business in Ireland. And he leased it. He leased it for 9,000 years.
Wow.
It was 48 pounds, English pounds.
Which converts to?
$60 a year.
First now, of all, I'm granted, super impressed that you now, said granted, $60 was that quickly.
Now, granted, this is back in the 1800s. Oh. But he took this place and he turned it into this incredible brewery that now is the world's largest brewery, by the way.
Do you like Guinness beer?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
It's not my thing.
Well, actually, I don't hate it. I just tried it again the other day. And yeah. Okay.
But the story is incredible because he made this beer and he was shipping it all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the problem was the British Navy had a lot of troops and everything in India,
mm-hmm.
and the beer wouldn't take the trip. Like it didn't last long.
Oh.
So he added more alcohol.
Oh, and he God. Made it That's stronger. Interesting.
And it became so popular, he sold it all over the world. In 1888, he sold 1.2 million barrels.
So he's
so now we don't even have to watch the show because you just told us everything that happens
this
in
is
it.
The
spoiler alert.
So this is three generations in, and it talks about how the family, the kids took over.
$60 a month?
Yep.
Or a year?
Still
a year.
A year. That's still what he's paying for this place.
To this day?
Yep.
Can you imagine the guy who rents it to him? How? Yeah. I mean, he must be going nuts.
God,
he must be so pissed at himself.
I hope he,
yeah. No, I mean, he's dead.
I hope he at least gets all the beer he wants.
For free.
Well,
the family.
I mean, that would be respectful. I mean, you're already shafting the guy. You might as well.
Be respectful.
Anyway.
I'm very respectful.
Anywho's. Yoo-hoo.
So, anyway. Back to time travel. This was one of the things I sent, and I said, you guys, if you were able to go, you had the choice to go 100 years into the future or 100 years into the past, which one it would be. So 2125 or 1925, what would you do?
Well, you were already around in 1925, so...
He was a teenager.
God. I remember teasing my old parents. Well, no, not my dad, because I probably got in trouble about being old and stuff like that. Now I know how it feels. Thank you.
This is easy for me. I would do 1925.
Why? I'm curious. What would you do? Why? Why would you want to do that?
Because already today there's too many damn people in the world.
Okay.
And in 2125,
what do you have, like a purge back then? 25?
Yeah, there just weren't as many people, and it just sounds wonderful.
Not no.
You get yourself a big old.
Why are there so many people now compared to then?
Because a lot of people, you know.
A lot of people are going.
I don't know.
So I have a question to your question. Are we just stopping by or are we living there?
I'm going to say you're stopping by for, you're doing.
We're not living. It's not permanent.
No, it's like a vacation.
Okay.
And you're vacationing in 1925.
I'm picking 100 years in the future.
Are you really?
Yeah. I was going to say I want to see my kids, but I feel like my kids would be.
Yeah, wouldn't be around.
Wouldn't be around.
Well, you so don't know. No, they definitely. Well, we don't know what medicine's going to be like back in the future.
Okay, but they wouldn't, right?
Well, no, they won't. But well, it depends.
My grandkids, right? Yeah,
you're definitely okay. Grandkids. Yeah.
So yeah, I just want to see like what they're doing.
Well, in my day, yeah, definitely grandkids.
No, you think
no? Yeah, be grandkids. No.
Okay.
Your kids, your grandkids, and their kids.
Yeah. Okay. I
You'd be a
see,
great grandma.
Ew. I want to see like what they're
be a so-so grandma
doing. I want to see the technology. I could fly there. Maybe people are like flying, or like maybe they're.
Oh, you can fly personally?
No, like my car.
Your car could fly.
Do you know what I mean? Like I want to see like what they're doing.
We were supposed to have that now.
I know. Well, that's why I want to see like living and knowing what it's like now. I kind of already know what it was like back then.
Yeah, but you could have been like, there's so many things back then that you could have seen. You know?
Yeah, but like, we already know what 1925 was like. We don't know what.
I think it's like a totally different thing, but you're experiencing things.
You don't know what 1975 was like.
I don't personally, but I can read a book.
Disco.
Okay, I can read a book about it. I can chat GPT it.
I thought chat GPT just helps you with reviews and replying to people.
No.
Oh.
But what's, okay, so Dean, he's going back in time.
He's going back in time.
It would be cool, though. I would love to do that.
What would you want to do back in time? There's got to be something back then that you want to do.
I don't know. I would do something like a lasting legacy thing. You know what I mean? Like I'd win a
lottery. You're only there for a week.
You would create.
Win a lottery or something.
Let's say 30 days, unless you choose to stay.
Okay.
You can choose to stay, but then your whole existence, everybody that was gone.
You're dead.
Yeah, they're never around. Like, you wouldn't have Kelly as your wife. You wouldn't have Riley as your daughter. So, yeah, these things.
Oh, my God, this is getting very,
I know.
Like...
Wow, now
you're real. Heck? You're the dick for
Jim. Yeah, what?
Now I want to stay home.
Now I want to stay home and just relax. Shit. Okay, so you're going for 30 days. All right, you're not staying. So...
You're creating a legacy.
You want to, so what would you like, invent something?
I don't know.
Well, you could, because you would know what we know now.
Yeah.
You can
invent
somebody
socks.
To it. You could beat the light bulb.
I haven't had enough time to think about this. Like if I was on the way to 1925.
You want to stop like it's a train?
No.
Get off?
I put a little.
Now arriving 1975.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Now arriving 1960.
What would you pick?
I think I would go back in time. I tell you, I would want to go back in time because there's things I would like to see how it started, like films and things back. I know, but things like that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I would prohibition. I mean, was over. I would like to. That'd be kind of cool. I think it would be neat to experience stuff like that.
You may find out there's nothing there in 2125.
Yeah, you may get there.
Well, then I might spend 30 days alone, which would be a vacation in itself.
We may have, like, Idiocracy. That movie, you never saw that movie.
No.
Where everybody's stupid.
Throwing out the it's big great. Words.
Sounds like a stupid movie.
It's a movie called Idiocracy. It's fantastic. Mm. Okay. I love it. Anyway, so, yeah. You want to go to 2125. You want to go back. I would go back. I think I would go back. I would check it out because I did some small research.
That's fine. I'll go by myself.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a weekend.
Bye. I don't need you guys to come.
So that's kind of the attitude you probably gave to that woman.
It was a bad attitude.
Let's see. Hitler's Manifesto came out in 1925. Wow. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mount Rushmore was dedicated in 1927, so you would see that if you stayed in 1925.
You can't really have...
Huh. Well, you could stay. Days. I said you have the choice.
Also, this is... unfair because I can't do research of what it's going to be like. You could do research.
You could go and like be like Back to the Future and you can...
Well,
like,
no, I meant for right now.
I did research on my computer.
I know. I'm saying I couldn't. I can't Google what is it going to be like in 20.
Good God. We're just having a fun conversation.
I mean, you're just taking this things
all right,
far.
Continue.
Johnny Carson was born 1925. Margaret Thatcher, 1925. Dick Van Dyke. We all know Dick Van Dyke. 1925. Yogi Berra, 1925. Do you know what was invented in 1925? No? Okay. The Brannock device. Do you know what the Brannock device is? No, I'm looking at you.
Oh, you're looking at me?
Yeah.
The Brannock device?
I have a feeling
he
does.
Do you know
what
it is?
I know.
Okay. The Brannock device was like...
These are my favorite things. These are my favorite things when we ask her questions. But she's good because she comes up with answers.
Okay, it's a tool that you could use to like measure things.
Oh my God! Yes, but what?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what?
You could measure. No, I don't want to know. Hold on. You could measure. Brannock. Mm-hmm. Beer. Nope, not beer. Why would I say beer? You could measure the distance. It was like a tape measure.
No. Do you know when you go to... I think it's what it is. What? I'm pretty sure.
Dean, what
unless
is it?
Spelled incorrectly. But I know what this is. I mean,
Dean, what is it? Is it like a tape measure?
The movie, the show. Do you ever watch the show? It is kind of a tape measure. Yeah, I think it's.
Dean, tell me.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't actually know?
No.
Oh, well, that made me feel better. Why don't you ask Dean then what he thinks it is?
Because I lie.
Well, I think it was a tape measure. Now you're looking it up.
Yeah, I was right.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is a tape measure of some time.
Feet.
That's right.
Measures
it's
feet.
For your feet. When you go and they measure your feet. I don't know if you do that anymore.
Yes.
They put that little thing, you sit
oh,
on
it. Oh, it's silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah, with the black.
I don't know if they do that anymore. And then they
Yeah, they squish your foot.
Yeah, and then there was the, okay.
Both ways.
Wait,
sideways.
That was created in 1925?
Yeah.
That's insane because I don't think they use this anymore. Maybe they do.
They do, yeah.
I haven't been to a shoe store in a long time.
No. Where do you buy them?
Like online? Online, yeah.
Oh, everything online.
Did you know that that's what it was called?
No, I didn't.
I would have called it a foot measurer.
Oh. Chrysler was created back in 1925. Sugar Daddy candy was created.
What?
Sugar Daddy candy was created.
Oh, Sugar Daddy.
Yeah. What did I think you said?
I thought you said Sugar Day.
Yeah, Sugar Day. Yeah, Sugar Daddy.
What?
I don't know what Sugar Day is. Shalimar perfume. Shalimar perfume was created in 1925.
Well, thank you for those fun facts.
I figured I'd just do that.
Wow. No, I like that. I'll look up what the future's like, and then I'll get back to you just, next time.
Next time, if you go in the future, you let us know.
One
so.
Thing is, she could come back and make up all kinds of bullshit.
She could say, she could be like, men
or
are
it
just
could be the truth and nobody would believe me.
Men are obsolete. Women rule the world, which they technically
do. Do you guys know what the Papa Tussie device is?
Yeah, do you know what a Papa Tussie is?
And how dumb would you feel if you didn't know?
Yeah.
I know what a Papa Tussie is. That's a pretty good Papa Tussie.
That was, you came up that quick.
Yeah,
well. Yeah.
I'm not quick like you. Papa Tussie.
Papa Tussie. I think that's going to be whatever. Papa Tussie.
Papa Tussie and the... Oh, crap. I already lost it. And the Durdinal.
Come back to Durdinal. Adler for the Papa Tussie lager.
I'm going
to
call him Papa your Durdinal. Hey, this is the Papa Tussie. What is the Papa Tussie? I don't know.
I don't know yet.
We're not sure. So, what do you... Well, if you went to 2125, what, it's not going to work when you do that.
Oh.
Dindle.
Okay.
He's trying to hear.
Dindle.
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 I love, it's almost like when you wink. Your whole head goes into it. Like when she winks, her whole head has to go to that wink. It's like all of that effort has to go to close that.
When I say dirndle, everything moves.
Everything moves.
Dirndle?
Yeah. When she tries to wink, her whole body moves for it. Yeah, see?
It's just the shoulder.
Shoulder goes. No, the whole head usually goes too, but you're trying. Anyway, so if you go to 2125...
2125.
What are you going to look for when besides family? I mean,
okay, I want to see I bet you they came out with some great food, like new inventions that we like didn't even think of.
Okay.
Look at Dean's face.
Like,
okay,
eating what?
And technology. I want to see like we are just living forever. They're giving us like anti-aging stuff. Mm-hmm. My dog is still alive, Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why there would be so many of them, and it would be so packed with people and dogs and animals that you couldn't move.
Yeah.
You know what? That sounds like a little bit of a negative answer.
Yeah. Do you think we would be, some people have the choice to live on another planet in 2125?
Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah.
So they could travel.
And like maybe I can take my device and like go drive under the water.
What device?
Like it'll be like a car.
Oh, you have like a car that
like
goes
a car.
In the water.
I was wondering what kind of device.
Yeah, I don't know what. Me and my device. Wow. I'm out and about.
Like I just want to see like there'll be like what is it called?
Sounds like.
What is it?
Hologram.
Yes, holographics.
Look at you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Things would be like.
But I don't know what you're thinking.
Like if I called you,
yeah.
It would be like holographic.
Oh, you would see them. You would see them. Like, you would pop up. Yeah. Just like a Star Wars thing.
Face? Yes.
Okay, so they pop up and you talk to them.
Maybe that would be it.
I think so. I think they do it now.
Kids don't go to school, maybe? I don't know.
Kids don't go to school now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're...
Yeah.
I'm going
to... ChatGPT took over the world.
I don't think kids go to school anymore. I think kids just do it from home in a classroom.
Yeah.
And their own. Like, they're in a, not in a classroom, but they're doing it online.
Yeah. Yeah.
So schools you don't think are going to be around?
In 100 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like a loaded question. But yeah, let's just say that.
I mean,
yeah.
you have a job, yeah. So it's fine.
Well, yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
How about...
On to the next one.
How about cars?
Quiz somebody else. Oh, I can take my car. You missed... Remember? The underwater. The device. Underwater. Yeah. Or I can go in the sky. Uh-huh. Get there faster. Beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Beat the traffic.
That would scare me.
I'll have a driver.
People can't handle like being on one flat surface.
Now. Yeah, can you imagine them driving in the air?
Imagine how many people would be like smashing into each other.
That's some bitch underneath me.
I just am such a bad driver that I need them to perfect self-driving cars. Like they already have them, but I need it to be like top notch. Because I mean, it's going to be better than me already. So
everything would be Uber.
Uber.
Ooh. I wouldn't hate that. Like,
so you do you have a Uber or does everybody have their own, not chauffeur, but driver? Like your own driver, electronic driver, or you, maybe you don't even need an Uber. Maybe it's just all your cars. You just say, take me to Peyton's house.
Ooh,
and it like, just takes you to Peyton's house.
It'd be like the Jetsons.
Yeah, like the Jetsons. George Jetson.
Jane, his wife.
You don't know.
No. Nope. Or I could get
Where did George Jetson work?
Basically Sprocket.
That's it. What is basically Sprocket? What is it?
Sprockets were in everything.
I know, but
you
what is...
You can make anything without a sprocket.
You can't have a device without a sprocket.
No, you can't. Not if it has any moving parts.
No, need a sprocket.
Sprockets are what make it work.
I have no clue.
No. We'll watch it one time.
No. Or I could get to the future and it could just be like 1925.
It may suck. Maybe
like, maybe all of this stuff, it just went away. Now we just all live on like farms and we churn our butter.
Everybody's Amish now. Everybody's Amish now.
Everything just goes the exact opposite way and we go back to being Amish.
Yeah. We live like how they used to.
Oh. Yeah, Martha.
Yeah, Peyton, don't you know?
Peyton?
Peyton, can you take out the... Can you milk the cows, please?
Peyton, go over there with Rebecca.
Peyton, please churn the butter so we can make the cheese.
All right, you know what? Forget it.
We have a big party this weekend. I tell you, very funny. Yeah, here we are in 2125. Everybody's Amish. Can you imagine somebody going to 2125 and be like, what the fuck?
Well, I'll let you know when I go.
Everybody be right. No,
you have to go back 200 years.
Everybody like flying around. They'd all be like riding bicycles.
They don't have a bull.
Well, then how would I get around?
And shit.
I'd be stuck.
Your device
I can't ride a bike.
Your device.
Yeah, I'd be stuck.
You'd have to ride on one of those.
Everybody rides bikes except for Peyton. What
I'd have to get
her?
On the back of
you'd
a bike.
Hitch a ride on a buggy.
Or worse, I'd have to have a sidecar.
Abraham.
That'd be so embarrassing.
Abraham would take you.
Ezekiel and Abraham.
They let me sit in the basket.
Come with us.
Now sit down.
Sit down. Oh so 2125 is now full of Amish people. Wow. The Amish have won. Maybe there was a war between the Amish and the English, and the Amish won.
You know, in like a couple of days.
Can you imagine a civil war between the Amish and the English?
Can you just imagine, though, there's going to be a couple of people like in the next couple of days that are going to be sitting at home listening to this.
What the hell?
What are they
talking about?
Jesus.
Is it possible that the Amish and the English could have a war?
Those guys drinking hard before the
pot. I mean, what would the Amish hit us with? And they don't have guns, do they?
Sickles. Sickles and rakes.
Sickles and rakes, and maybe they'll say some bad words.
Ooh.
Maybe they maybe we'll imprison them and make them work on Sundays.
That's the kind of thing that gets you excommunicated.
It is. They're
breaking
really,
Amish.
The Amish. They're. I mean, the people I've worked with at the Amish, they were kind of nice to me.
There would be. Some
yeah, I wasn't saying they weren't nice. I was just saying that's what the future
is. Apparently,
entails.
They're evil. The Amish.
No, that's just evil. What the future is. We're churning butter.
The Amish have beaten
and
us.
We're hand washing our slacks. And we're taking the horse and buggy. Whoa.
Did you say slacks?
Mm-hmm. That's what you call them in 2125.
Oh, we call them slacks. Not pants.
Slacks and bonnets.
Slacks and bonnets.
I was out there washing my slacks and bonnets.
Peyton, did you wash your bonnet?
Nobody washed my dirtle.
That's one dirty dirtle.
Yeah, that's a dirtle. That's a dirty dirtle. Unbelievable. I like that.
Okay.
It's good.
All right.
Well, that was actually a decent topic to talk about.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was good. I liked that one. People are going to be like, something's wrong with these people.
They're going to be confused.
They're not going to like it. They're going to be something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to have a guest in the next couple of weeks. John. John Litton from...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to come on. We're going to talk about the Liederkranz. He's the president of Liederkranz. He's going to come on, talk about it and how everybody did. And get ready for next year.
We better get an A-plus reveal.
I hope so. I'm kind of nervous. John. People are over there right now drinking my beer. So nervous.
We'll find out in the reviews.
Oh, my God. There'll be some reviews. Don't drink their Amish beer.
This beer came from a rude old bald guy.
Served by a real...
Don't even. Why do you have to take it too far?
She was so mean and nasty.
You were not going to say mean and nasty.
I didn't, did I?
Oh, no. Give me a bucket or a Becca ale.
All right, folks.
We got a barn to move in the morning.
We got to move a building. Unbelievable. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that one. That was good. So, Eagles game. Let's finish with that. So the Phillies are Saturday. Who are they playing? They're going to play LA, right? LA, yeah. Cincinnati right now. Cincinnati's got killed last night. But it wound up being 10-5. I watched a little bit here. I was here till 2 in the morning. So.
You know, this is weird. They're going to be going with 3 left-handed pitchers.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. So... I think the Phillies. Actually, I was looking at they did a thing on like a fake, I don't know, like the computerized thing where they pick who's going to win the World Series, and they picked Phillies. There, it says Phillies and Boston in the World Series this year.
Boston doesn't impress.
And yeah, but they said they get there, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm all right with Boston getting there. I mean, who cares? I don't want to see the Yankees there. No offense to anybody who's a Yankees fan. It's still New York, and I hate New York teams, except Buffalo. I don't hate Buffalo, football-wise. And the Eagles play Denver.
Yep.
Another W?
Yes, this is the week that our offense comes back.
Yeah, I don't think they ever... I just think they're just... It's taken them a while with the new coordinator, and it's just taken them a bit to get going on it. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with their offense. I think they changed a little bit. They did flea flickers. They did shovel passes.
Flea flicker. What?
I don't know. It's just the Amish tell you to get up, or what's
it's just making me a little uncomfortable.
I'm like, what's going on? He's standing up in here now.
Okay.
Dean, get down from the bar, Dean. Dean, do not climb on that bar.
He wants to so
I don't
bad.
Know what's going on.
I
got to
pee.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well. Anyway.
He's
so,
doing the pee dance.
I think the Phillies, I think they get past LA again. Did we sweep them earlier?
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Wow. He really does have to pee.
He does have to pee. That's why he got up.
He's all right, like, so all
gonna,
right.
We're gonna finish that and...
See you at the Liederkranz in your Liederhosen.
Make sure you're there.
And your Schiederhosen.
Show up with your Schiederhosen.
And your Diedrels.
If you come up, if you're there, make sure you come see us. I got to say, shout out to my future son-in-law. He said he might come up. He might come to the thing. So,
well, how about shout out to your daughter Riley?
My daughter Riley. I don't think she's going to go.
I love her.
She's wonderful.
And shout out to Evelyn because it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's my little Evelyn's birthday. She'll be 15. Dean is doing a pee-pee dance. He's got to go. So, all right. Well, good. All right. Well, thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Ticket, ticket, ticket. Oi, oi, oi. Ticket, 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 ticket. Oi, oi, oi.